poll, most voters oppose picking Supreme Court justices based on race and gender. By Katherine Hamilton on January 28, 2022. A majority of voters do not think Supreme Court justices, who are tasked with a lifetime of knowing and upholding the U.S. Constitution, should be selected based on immutable characteristics like race and gender. According to a Rasmussen poll released on Friday, 61% of 1,000 likely U.S. voters surveyed on January 26 to 27 believe picking justices on the basis of race and gender is a bad idea. However, 26% think making race and gender the basis of choosing appointments is a good idea, and 14% are unsure. The margin of sampling error is +/+3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. The survey results coincide with Justice Stephen Breyer's retirement announcement and President Joe Biden's vow to nominate a black woman to replace Breyer on the bench. Biden originally committed to nominating a black woman to the Supreme Court, should the occasion arise, when he was campaigning for president in 2020. Biden on Thursday said he plans to announce a nominee by the end of February. A majority of voters, 59%, expect Biden to follow through with his campaign promise to nominate someone based on their gender and race. Only 19% do not think he will follow through with a race-based nomination, and 21% are not sure. A majority of Republicans, 52%, Democrats, 72%, and unaffiliated voters, 53%, expect Biden to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court. However, Democrats are much more likely to approve of Biden letting race and gender define who he chooses. Nearly half of Democrats, 47%, think it's a good idea to make race and gender the basis of choosing appointments to the Supreme Court. In stark contrast, only 11% of Republicans and 16% of unaffiliated voters agree. 82% of Republicans, 37% of Democrats, and 66% of unaffiliated voters think picking a Supreme Court justice based on race and gender is a bad idea. Unsurprisingly, Biden's strongest supporters are in favor of choosing justices based on race and gender. Among voters who strongly approve of Biden's job performance as president, 66% think it's a good idea to make race and gender the basis of Supreme Court nominations. But among those who strongly disapprove of Biden's performance, 95% think it's a bad idea, according to the report.